Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Pity, for just a nanosecond, the unfortunate Donald Trump, who has just been run over by migration, something that is spreading across the world like a vast tsunami, threatening to overwash entire countries. It doesn't really matter that because he neither reads nor thinks, he has no clue what it was that just flattened him like a possum on an Alabama interstate. Because few people in the world, including some very smart people, seem to know what to do about it. Spoiler alert. It's too late to do anything about it. Children are going to be crying at the borders for a very long time. Some may know where this vast, unstoppable flow of humanity is starting and what is starting it, but no one, I say again, no one has a clue how to deal with it. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, who no one doubts is superior to Donald Trump in intellect, education, and experience, by orders of magnitude, is on the verge of seeing her government brought down because she thought she should welcome migration and deal with it in a nice way. The result was an inundation that has shaken Germany to its foundations. Greece, Spain, Italy, Turkey, England, virtually all the countries of Europe have been similarly afflicted, both by the influx of immigrants and by the ugly, nationalistic, racist movements that have infected their politics as a result. Some have built camps for the migrants and walls on their borders. Some have used their navies or coast guards to rescue desperate waterborne migrants. Others to prevent their pitiable rafts from touching their shores and thus becoming a national liability. It's easy to stand off at a distance and pronounce moral judgments about responses, but if you're standing on the border of your country, facing a tsunami of desperate people, neat moral distinctions become less clear. Because you're facing the conundrum of the lifeboat. If you're in a lifeboat from the Titanic, for example, that can safely carry 12 people, but will swamp and sink with 20 people aboard, what do you on the lifeboat say to the 20th person in the sea who wants to come aboard? What is the morally correct answer? Failing that, what is the answer that will satisfy both you on the boat and the person in the sea and those watching on television from the comfort of their homes? Virtually every country in Europe is struggling unsuccessfully with the overloaded lifeboat conundrum. As a human tide rolls out of North Africa across the Mediterranean Sea and into Europe. These people are from Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, and it is widely said they are fleeing war and poverty and crime and oppression. What is not well understood is that they are basically climate refugees, whose homelands have been stressed by desertification, drought, and heat, to the point of being uninhabitable. If you take them in, their needs may swamp your lifeboats. And there is no such thing as sending them back, because there's no there there. While climate change has reached the intensity of a perfect storm in countries such as Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and other hot spots of the Middle East, Africa, and Asia, it is still a gathering storm in Central and South America, where Amazon River Basin droughts, disappearing freshwater glaciers, and more frequent hurricanes are dialing up the desperation that fuels rebellion, war, and migration. Of course, it was once the case that people crept over the southern U.S. border to get jobs and luxuriate in the supposed freedoms and blessings of life in America. Well, those attractions started going up in smoke in the crash of 2009 and were pretty much fully incinerated by the election of Trump in 2016. Anyone who thinks that the rising tide of humanity now starting to overlap the southern border consists of gang members and would-be domestic workers must be named Trump. Anyone who thinks that someone named Trump, or anyone like him or unlike him, can solve this problem is just not paying attention. Once a tsunami has been launched by titanic forces and you find yourself in its path, you do not solve the problem. You either get to high ground or you die. And in this case, nobody knows where the high ground is. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.